thought you should come in because you've listened to the archives more than anybody. Bart, I think, has listened to a lot and maybe made songs. He got waylaid on making songs and edits, but you didn't make anything. You just kept listening. No. And you also have listened to a lot of the Bob stuff, the new Cocho stuff.
Yes.
So what I want to talk about relates to that. You can probably be the one most familiar with this statement. You did say back then, maybe before Ian returned, you said, people, you got to listen to Bob. Almost more important than Ion.
Yes.
So I figured out a way to address that, I think. So Ian says to send, take the products, talk to Bob, then make your own decisions, I guess, how far you want to go in. So what does this mean, talking to Bob? I figured out that, you know, the Guff emptied, and Ion said the Guff inhabitants will be swept back to this world, the physical, and be forced by default to ascend. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. So do we see any ascension around here? Not in the traditional way, but the way Ion talks about just go home, let the tech body massage you, entertain you, eat bonbons, and everything will be looked after you. That's ascension, or that's getting near the paradise of the ascended continent, retrieving it. And, of course, it's only by default you get this, right?
Right.
But we have to look at the tech body as a result of what made humans different from angels, our ability to speak or have language and extend ourselves. Angels can't do that. That's why they're partly pissed off, and that's why we win. So the next point is Ian said recently that the power of the word is still there, but it doesn't create anymore. The tech body creates.
Right.
So this is a completely new situation. And what is the tech body? It's an extension of language and the original tactility. And note McLuhan defined tactility as that it's the interplay of the senses, but not a sense in itself. Interplay of the senses, but not a sense itself. That means it's ESP. It's non-physical. Not complete non-physical like Ion is, but some hint of it within the sensory world. So tactility is the root of language, and the tech body is ultimately extremely tactile in a way it meets your needs and pricks and provides contrast to you. So I figured out that when you think of Ion saying last week in my private session that the old timers, St. Germain, St. Martin, the Chalcedic, all the guys that never died, two of the Jesuses, they've got an issue. They got to figure out what the hell's going on. It's beyond traditional ascended knowledge or perception. And what that is that things have flipped, that we're witnessing language, technologies, but we humans created ascending, not us. We're witnessing technology ascend. And why it's not us is because we never had to ascend. We already were ascended, which Ion keeps coming back to. Keeps getting people to relax their efforts to go into their interior, whatever they think they are doing when they ascend, and relax in that silence. See, that's the problem. You can't talk to Bob if you remain in the backstop, the guaranteed, you'll never fail, you never get it done, of ascension, which everybody already has. So when Satan got all mixed up, according to John Milton's Paradise Lost, when he confused mind with language, that's the issue. Ion says the mind is the most powerful part of you. Yet we know it is the devil in you. So you got to figure out how to enjoy the mind. Not with the intention of ascending, but you need to witness how mind is creating an environment of ascension. And I happen to pick the people that intuited that. McLuhan, Ion says he anticipated his greatest creation or idea was he anticipated the tech body. And the tech body is what's really throwing everybody off. And Linda is reading Croker, so she threw on the chat line a great Croker quote, great term, the Android processors. That's the Android meme talking heads, and we're always being thrown down their throats, and they're thrown down ours. So I'm trying to point out that everything's upside down in a new way, and that ascension is your mind's extensions, not you. And we have to figure out how to relate to ascended situation. If you are in an ascended environment that tech body's bringing, you're going to be frustrated because you're going to get bored because you don't know how to make your mind interact with it. You don't know what's the point of having a mind. So am I beginning to make my point, sir?
Yes. Yes, it makes perfect sense. And it's its thing that makes it so interesting, because you have to engage the mind. And that's the trick part for everyone, is to engage your mind. And then you're like, well, how do you do that? How do you do that? But then if you look at, for me, if you look at your chart and look at each one of those quadrants, they were trying to interpret ION in some way, but they never,
right.
Something that you said a long time ago that stuck with me is that they were interpreting ION in their own unique way, but they failed. So that's what they were geniuses, because they pointed out a lot of points that were happening in the environment, the electronic environment, and all of them are, you know, were like, there's something you said 3 weeks ago, and it made a lot of sense to me and kicked in, it solidified your chart, is that they were trying to interpret the discarnate state, but they didn't really know how to express it. And you summed it all up within your quadrant with the mystery landscape and then the hexatic, because that's where we are now. And then Ion said maybe 2 weeks ago that the hexatic, you never get out of the hexatic.
Yeah.
You remember? Yeah. So that's, and then that involves your senses, which is, you know, your senses deal with your mind. So that's why it's important, I feel, to talk to you, because you create a filter, a model, a perception, means that when you those different quadrants and read into it, read, you know, the sources for the new quadrants, it does something to your mind, gives your mind something to filter. And then when you go into everyday life, especially now with this tech body, you're able to navigate your way, I find. You're able to navigate your way and engage your mind in something useful.
Yeah, you, I agree with him, most of what you said there. So the tech body, I think it's, your conversation with Ion last Saturday, where Ion said the tech body drives the negative pH, which drives the coronavirus.
Yes.
There's an important sequence. Tech body drives the, negative pH, which is nothing, which is non-physical, and inverse tactility, or ESP, in matter. And then that creates a coronavirus. So what we have today, we've had what McLuhan dreamed, all kinds of people dreamed. Let's just stop the world, and maybe we won't have to get off. So the world got stopped, the world for most people. They don't even recognize the tech body, the paradise, is what they're engaging through the Android meme, chip body, and all that stuff. Baudrillard's orbiting solar government. But here it is. We've arrived at peace. And, like, nobody can implement any program. You can't fly anywhere. You can't invade. There's no turret. Where's the serial killers? Where are the snipers, the terrorists? Where are the wars? And
right.
There may be looters beginning. That's one reaction. But so we're right at peace. And that, so it's like stage three. It's up to you how to interpret where we're at today.
Mm.
And you want to check your mind's interpretations of things. As I told Allison when she, threw up some positive vibes on the chat during the music, I said, get the hell in here and start ascending, because you ain't ascending through the traditional way anymore. This is the shocker. And this is why Ion has talked and talked and talked. Why would non-physical talk? Why would it give up the ecstatic environment provided, known as the guff, and come in here and start creating? It even had to. There's the key. There's the hint. Even non-physical had to get in here and engage Bob. Now, what is Bob? Bob is not me personally. That guy's ascended or not ascended or whatever. What Bob is confluence of information of the best breadcrumbs. That's what the holy offices are. They're breadcrumbs to where we're at today. And none of them, they were all trying to evoke total slack, which is invoking or evoking, whichever the proper word is, Ion. And I'm the one who did it, so that puts me on the top of the mountain, which is the symbol I made for myself on the chart, mountain. But, of course, course, I did not know that when I was making the chart, but that doesn't matter. There's no time. So the chart were the effects preceding the causes. The effects were the chart and what it predicted, and the causes were Iandome. So here we are looking at language in my opening article back in 99 called Cloning ESP. Take ESP as tactility, so we definitely have cloned tactility in the electric age and in the digital. Think of the electric age as the merging, and then the digital allows you to disconnect from the merging, the electric analog merging, and go on your own autonomous route for a while. But then you all have to come back into the electric merger. So back and forth between the merger and the blocking, the analog and the digital, is hypertactility. And then that became condensed into an object that is very strange called the tech body. An object's not even the right word. So having picked up the right stuff and had perfect pitch, that's why I understand Ian says you got to talk to Bob. And how do you talk to Bob? You listen to this show. You listen to the Kochos. You look at the old archives, what happened to CKLN, and the explanation of the chart. It's an ongoing process. I don't believe in any of it. I don't like any of it. I also like some of it. The thing is, you never stay in a spot within language. You never note the words Ian uses. They make sense. Your juxtaposable position, your conditioned responses. These are key terms that Ian says that make sense in light of what we're dealing with. You've got conditioned responses, even of what heaven and ascension is to the tech body. And you didn't notice the tech body is creating your ascension. You got to figure out how to get on the other side of it, or this side, so that you're not getting it by default. And we don't even know the benefits of that situation. We don't know the benefits of ascension now, or conscious ascension. So, what do you say to that, Bird? Anything you want to add?
There was something you said that ties it in.
Blocking and merging. ESP. Yeah, I think I didn't finish it. The cloning ESP essay in 99 begins with you block and merge. That's tactile interplay, back and forth. So you engage the mind, but you got to block your seduction by it. But the mind is changing and creating external environments that are going to seduce you. And you see, people cannot stop engaging the tech body. This is what Ian says. Keep driving the power, pumping it up. Does that remind you of something you wanted to say?
Yes, when you were using the words in ESP and everything after that, it's a moving target. So the whole thing is not to be fixed in what you're focusing on, what you're reading, but just to get a perception out of it, but keep moving, not thinking that you understand. And that's
right. And remember, Bert, but the other part, got to have more, it's two conversations at least. Now they've been squared, but you have to remember while you're moving and shifting and responding that you can't fail and you never get it done, and that's the ascended detachment for your citadel of consciousness.
Yes, yes. And Ian, last weekend, that's something I'm, you know, reviewing the show and mapping out what was said. But Ian, basically the environment is alive and responding to you.
Well, let's add to that, though. Let's say the environment is ascending. And when you go back and listen to the futurist conversation with that guy in Rotterdam we did a couple of years ago with Ian, that's a very interesting, we go through various scenarios the futurist lays out, and Ian winds up everything. And eventually says, you're going to have to figure out how to relate to this technology that's going to do you in. This is what you. How do you survive that? So you go back and listen to that. That'll give the first statements about the beginning of the tech body. Now we should bring the princess in to see what the women have to say about this. So has Dr. Dean got any chance of understanding what we're saying? It's mainly a male thing here.
Ask me a specific question. Stop leaving it in the air like a big drone or a big balloon.
Okay, so what is your conditioned response to the juxtaposable position of what I just said?
No, that's too general. Be specific. I'm a detail person.
See, that's her problem. She doesn't understand that ascension is very general. Very general. It's the most general situation you can have. And the tech body is a very general environment, Carolyn. It's decentralized. It's
centralized. And you are General Bob. General Bob.
Don't take it personally, Carolyn. You're not talking to Bob here. We're talking to Bob the
Bob the General.
The tiny note.
Oh.
It was Bob the Tiny Note, not a general. So she didn't do well. Carolyn, representing the women, one for men, zero for women in the first round. Not that they are even exist anymore.
I don't believe in anything you're saying.
Well, that's easy to say. That's the ascended private citizen response.
That's generalization.
No, but you...
Your generalization.
No, I'm talking particular, so you didn't even recognize it. You need to now bring in English talk, language, not detached rebellion and resistance. That's Ginny's route. That doesn't work.
Oh.
See, if I start digging at Ginny, that gets Carolyn. That's a funny word for Carolyn. See, I know how to get her going.
Okay, specifics, magnesium, vitamin D.
She falls back on her old bag of tricks.
Vitamin C.
Yeah, vitamin C and whole flow virus. It's called. What's the new thing? Flow virus.
What do you think?
Your new product, flow virus. Flores or something, you know. Just think of the other one that we don't know.
Flora Revive.
Yeah, Flora Revive virus. Yes, yes. So not too good. So let's bring in a
Bob judgy.
Yep, that's what you do with your mind. So let's bring in the judge, the referee, the impartial one, and see what he calls. I think it's this one. Is that you there, or is it 708?
Might be.
Yeah, that's you.
Might be.
So, do you have any comment on what I'm proposing?
Yeah, you got another quadrant. This is Lynette and Rochelle. That's what you're pointing out, Bob.
Lynette and Rochelle quadrant? Is that what you're saying?
No, yeah. Lynette Hardaway and Rochelle Richardson. That's what.
What are they? The some TV show from the 70s?
No. You know Lynette Hardaway? Oh,
no,
for God's
don't.
Sake, she's your best friend, the best fiend you got in the whole wide world. Rochelle Richardson, are you nuts? Come on, man.
I didn't check my mail today. Maybe this is new knowledge. I haven't had a chance to. I was too busy wrapping it up with my statement and preparing my statement. So are these senators who support me, or are they Fox News people?
That's Diamond and Silk, Bob.
I never knew their names. Yes, okay. So let's go back to the sentence.
You're saying
that we've moved into their quadrant? That's very interesting.
You are. Yeah, because
they are black women, Bert. They're our sisters.
What? No, wait a minute. Slow down. They got banned from Twitter. They got dropped by Fox News. And they're speaking truth to the peoples. And
wow.
It's getting hot. It's getting hot.
We should maybe bring them on, interview them or something.
Don't you? Okay, that'd be all right. But now you got to wait. Be careful because they like you, have issues. So
with
can't
what?
Throw them in front of them too hard. You're pretty tough, Bob. Look what you did to the Church of Subgenius before you took
it
over.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, that reminds me something about that. Yeah, Stang should pay attention to my post about that. They'd get out of their situation pretty quickly.
That's true. And you're not a general, Bob. You're a colonel.
A colonel, Colonel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what is that? That's a guy who's like number two or something?
Yeah, don't you remember Colonel Klink? Colonel Klink from Stalag 13?
Oh, yeah. The guy who knew nothing.
I seen nothing. I knew, no, that's Schultz. That's Sergeant Schultz.
Oh, what did Klink do?
He was the colonel. He was the bald-headed one. He was the...
he was the boss.
Poop.
Nincompoop.
Yeah, he was the nincompoop.
Okay. I just want to point out to everybody.
Let's clean out some stuff. Okay, you've wasted an hour on that ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. I have a closing statement.
Right.
You should try to drown it out. The coronavirus did not come from China. Think about that, people.